Good afternoon. I'm going to open the Senate Committee on General Government and Accountability for Wednesday, May 31st, 2017. We got a couple of things to do today. The first thing I'm going to do is we're going to look at House Bill 2190. I'm not going to be moving that bill today, but I wanted to give the committee a chance to comment on that bill if they would like.
Mr. Chair, sure. I appreciate the opportunity for us to look at this and see if we couldn't come up with some clarity. The dash twos would have given, I think, a little bit more clarity for individuals who want to do social gaming as to the conflicts that appear to be there based on the Constitution and the definitions for gambling and what games are casino-type games. But the bill would have only done just that, would have been a clarification, didn't change anything else. But at this point, it seems like we'll stay with what we got and dealer's choice and everything else.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I'm hearing rumblings or statements out there that there could be an interim work group on something like this. Is that
not that I'm aware
the intention of anybody? Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
That was previously. I mean, from the perspective of the chair of judiciary, we may ask Department of Justice to review their 2010 opinion and just see whether or not there's any other clarity, because I think this is one of those areas that we heard from the testimony and everything is we want to have a demarcation as to what is truly gambling versus something that's more social, and there may be ways of maybe identifying even particular type of games that would be constituted as not, quote unquote, within the casino games.
So again, if there's a work group, it's going to be out of the Judiciary Committee, and that'll be up to the chair of that committee. So,
and you'll know
who's right here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the vice chair will
this
know.
This chair.
Yeah, the vice chair. They're both here. So, so I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2874A. Cheyenne?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2874A was previously heard on the 24th. This is a measure that exempts email addresses in the possession of offices of the legislative department from mandatory disclosure under public records law. It permits, on request, disclosure of email addresses used to distribute elective officeholder newsletters to campaign offices of current officeholders and current candidates who have filed to run for elective office. There is a dash two amendment pending that prohibits further disclosure of those email addresses, the ones that are obtained by the campaign offices.
Great.
And Mr. Chair, we do not have fiscal and revenue impact statements on the dash A2, but on every other version or iteration of the measure, it was a minimal fiscal and no revenue impact. And I've prepared a motion to suspend the rules if the committee is inclined.
Great. So I don't have anyone signed up for this. Is there anybody who wants to discuss this? All right, I'm ready for a motion if you.
Chair Riley, I move the rules to suspend for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 2874A without having the fiscal or revenue impact statements available.
Senator Boer moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 2874A without having fiscal or revenue impact statements available. The motion is not debatable. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Hess?
Aye.
Senator Brzozinski?
Aye.
Senator Thatcher?
Aye.
Senate Vice Chair DeMore?
Aye.
Chair Riley?
Aye. All right, we'll attach. We have suspended the rules. And Senator DeMore?
Chair Riley, I move to adopt the dash two. Dash A2 amendments dated 5/30/17.
Senator Boer moves to adopt the A2 amendments dated 5/30/17. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Brzezinski.
I wonder if Cheyenne can just go over and tell us what this actually does. I'm reading through that and trying to do a quick comparison to A3 as to what the differences were.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the dash A2, for those who obtain email lists, the current officers and the candidates who obtain email lists, they can't then turn around and disclose, make for the disclosure of those email lists. There was unnecessary language in the A3, it's my understanding. There was a language attached that was either redundant or may have rendered the purpose of the bill, maybe have obviated the purpose of the bill. So otherwise, they were just the same, right, prohibiting the further disclosure.
Okay.
So
what, okay.
Senator Thatcher.
Well, this is all about the lists, not individual email addresses. It's the lists. And it seems like some people don't, I remember when certain requests came in, that some people were fine just disclosing their lists, and some people, some legislators were a bit hesitant and more protective of the lists of their constituents and people mm-hmm. who have written into them. And I guess I would rather just see it be permissive. You know, those offices that want to disclose away, and those just make it permissive that you don't have to disclose. You can make that judgment call on whether it is actual legitimate request for it or not.
Mm-hmm. This bill, my understanding, and if you could correct me, Counselor, it exempts it from being mandatory. So, in my opinion, and I think I'm right, it makes it permissive. You may give it out your own email addresses, but it if there's a public records request, you may under this bill refuse that. That public records request for the email addresses, not for the contents of the emails, but for the email addresses.
Well, I guess I would support the underlying, the original bill, I guess, without the dash, without it being in. I would remove the part that makes it sound like you can give it to yourself. You can give yourself the list, and or somebody running against you the list. It just seems kind of bizarre to me. I would rather just have the underlying bill.
Okay.
Underlying original bill without the A, because it's now A engrossed. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. So the my understanding of the A2 amendment is that it doesn't change anything for the legislator from the base bill, but only those people that you give that list to, if you give it to someone, it does not allow them to pass it along to someone else. That's what the A2 does. Am I right, Counselor?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that's correct.
Yeah. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'm doing a quick comparison, and it does appear that you just take the language that's in A3 and you insert it on line 9 of page 8 after the text on the sub C. So basically you just would take that A3 language A2 language
mm-hmm.
and basically says, except that the campaign office that receives electronic mail addresses under this paragraph may not make a further disclosure
right.
of those electronic email addresses to any other person. So it looks like the bill itself stays intact. It just says in that one subsection, for those offices that get out, they can't then pass them along. And I know in the discussion we're having is that this would provide for protection that people's email addresses are not going to be shepherded around to multiple other political opportunities within the state or out of the state even.
Correct.
Okay.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I guess my comments would have been better suited to the overall bill after it's amended and not to the amendment. So I apologize
yeah.
for being premature in my statements.
Okay. Objections to amending this with the A2? Okay. It is amended. Senator DeVore.
No. Chair Riley, I move HB 2874A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator DeVore moves House Bill 2874A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion?
You can apply, cut and paste the discussion that I had
okay.
from a bit ago. And I guess I have a little bit of issue with some of the language in here.
Okay. Further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Senator Hess?
Aye.
Senator Przylski?
Aye.
Senator Thatcher?
No.
Vice Chair DeBoer?
Aye.
Chair Riley?
Aye. All right, this goes to the floor with a do pass recommendation, and I will carry it. So that's all we have for today. Anything for the good of the order?
That's it for the policy committee, right?
That's it. We're, this policy committee is, this was the last word on the policy committee of the general government and accountability.
Thank you.
We will be.
Thank you.